piece, coincidentally, not coincidentally, is by Scott Wyatt, and it's a piece in which the integration is almost complete at the outset, and the piece seems to make a reflection on the desirability of such an integration.
It does. Scott Wyatt is a real co-director, caretaker, the real soul and heart of our electronic studios, and the piece also shows his enormous competence in this field, as he will show two percussionists and two channels tape trying to be so much together that you, the listener, and we, the professionals, are not at all times capable of telling what's what.
Mm-hmm. Let me add a warning then, mm-hmm. because the first time I listened to the piece, I did so without the score, as our listeners will be tonight, and I couldn't, you must be careful to try and distinguish between the percussion and the computer, and the electronic music.
There's no computer here.
Right, that's later.
Yes.
Okay. The performance is by Michael Blair and Bill Bagby, the two percussionists. And once again, this is 2+2 by Scott Wyatt.
This was 2+2 by Scott Wyatt, played by Michael Blair and Bill Bagby on percussion, with Scott Wyatt playing his electronic tape. The question that the piece raises, and we mentioned it before, is whether integration at the expense of profile of the integrated reflects a desirable proposition in society, in reality, or an undesirable proposition in reality, in society. With other words, was the intention of the composer to illustrate something he observed or to criticize something he observed?
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that you observed about this piece that showed a negative reflection on that state?
Not in the piece. Mm-hmm. The piece itself, again, simply brings off to show very clearly to a listener that while he can occasionally detect traces of different apparatus, he can at other times not discern them, and this is part of the content of the piece.
Mm-hmm. I give Scott a little bit more credit,
mm-hmm.
in that I think there is a little bit of a reflection on what's going on, but it's lost to an extent. I think that's part of the strength of the piece. There's a shout during the piece, a hey, that seems to keep happening when right after the electronic music has come in quite strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And this hey seems to be some kind of impotent objection to what's going on, and yet it's never completely enacted through the piece. So I think there is a bit of a reflection that something is happening here that is not necessarily what is wanted.
Oh, fine. I like that interpretation very much. Yes, I can see that. I can see it, and most probably you are right. We ought to ask Scott about it one day.
Okay.